Okay, we have arrived at the end of Shabbos Malchus. So this is the Siyum. So we should feel, you know, actually the whole halachic discussion about the 9 days, about making a Siyum and having meat. And obviously there is a discussion in that Siyum. Could you push it off? Could you wait the 9 days? Well, we're legitimately finishing now in the 9 days, and certainly a moment of celebration, personal accomplishment. And for the Jewish people, you know, the better we all are, the better Klal Yisrael is. It should be a schus for Klal Yisrael. In the 9 days, we should see only good things, only besiris toivis. So it says Rabbi Pinkus, the Siyum HaKunchus, to finish this, he calls it a booklet, the Sefer, this work, Ratzis L'Sakim, he wants to just put together Klal Advarim HaSuvim HaKbarazu, the things that we wrote here. B'bir Malas HaShabbos, to explain the essence of Shabbos, about Tams Oysam, and to just like quantify them. K'nei Nisbaru HaDvarim Heitim, so it should be very clear. Niskim Osam, I'm going to do it as far as a question and answer. So I'm going to ask a few questions, and then I'll answer it. Shaila, here's the question. After I explained everything in this work about Shabbos Kodesh, we spent many, many months on this, and he spent a whole sefer. Now, I died in a maven amount of Shabbos. I still don't fully grasp what is Shabbos. What's so unique about it? Why is it more unique than the other day? All the things that we elucidated by Shabbos. Lo yitachon. It's not just unique to Shabbos. Like all these things we explain, which were of the beauties and the ideas and the concepts and the depth, are fascinating, amazing, inspiring. But none of them really are only on Shabbos. Hare chiddush ha'olam, the idea that Hashem created the world from nothing, with nothing there before, no proton, no neutron, no DNA strands, nothing, zero zilch, no light, no sun, no water, no fire, no darkness, is always, you have to believe that always. It's not, you know, it's not just, okay, on Shabbos is what I think about. That is the essence of Yiddish belief, of Jewish belief. There are many multiple mitzvahs beyond Shabbos, which discuss chil shalom, the idea of God creating the world from nothing, yesh miayim. Kamo, for example, Yisrael mitzvahs milah, a circumcision. Hamar al shina teva mochir achir shalom. You show the change of nature, the thing which we're not discussing but circumcision right now, which illustrates this concept. And milah, of course, is a one-time mitzvah, albeit the results are permanent. But it was also permanent. But after you do it, you have that permanent result. So we can be reminded about it, even though by looking at a person's breast, that the God is from the beginning. For Odorach, another thing we discuss at length is Chirshom Esparah Yichra Gamer. About as mitzvah Yichra, the idea of oneness, that not just that God created the world from zilch, from nothing, right? He created everything, all the raw material, and then created the world from that. But we also are reminded on Shabbos that there's the oneness of God, and that there's nothing, there is no divisions, there's nothing else, no other gods, no other powers, but for Hashem. Well, that's a mitzvah all the time. A Yid has to know, a Jew has to know, that every second is in this world, there's only one God. We say Shema morning, night, and before we go to sleep, that there is one God. We usually say more, we start our day that way. We end our day that way. You have a bris milah, in at least in Israel and Sephardim in America. You say, I'm saying Shech, I don't know. I had a conversation, sorry. We say Shema at a bris. You say Shema on the deathbed. Shema is the Jewish thing, not just Shabbos. But another thing we talk about Shabbos, it's a day of menucha, tranquility, and bitachon faith. Don't worry about the job. Don't worry about the painting. Don't worry about the traffic, the plane flight, the mortgage, the taxes, the company. It's everything. Yeah, bitachon. Don't worry. Just like we don't. If you're a Yid, you don't worry about not working on Shabbos. Right? We don't worry about all of these things. And when you have bitachon, you have faith in Hashem, you have trust in Hashem, you know Hashem runs the world. You're calm, you relax, even though things seem challenging, things are difficult. Don't worry, like, you know, once in a while, in the old days in San Jose, when I had a lot of Israelis who want to work on Shabbos in the kiosk and this, they think they are smarter than Hashem. I think, what's the difference in the people who didn't do it? Bitachon, you have to realize, don't you think you're going to make the money by chipping off the system? You have to have faith. Hashem runs the world. Right? Every, you know, Yid lives that way. You're not going to work on Pesach, what's Yom Tov, your job, you know, have faith. Oh, Hashem runs the world. And everything in this world is for our good. Hashem created it for us. It's just it says in Duties of the Heart, Bacha's work, Maos HaBitachon, the essence of trust and faith in Hashem, is your calm. You trust in Hashem. The Lamim can't sarach lechakos the Shabbos, but you have it all the time. It's not Shabbos. There's no better time than that. But you have to have faith all the time at work. You know, if you get stuck in traffic, you can be all irate. You have an important meeting, or just you left early. You didn't leave late. You left on time. Traffic. You missed your flight. You left 3 hours earlier. You're a little bit OCD. You left 3 hours earlier. Right, you're nervous, you're anxious, whatever it may be. And yet, something happened, the highway, there's traffic, an accident, I've explained. Whatever it may be, it's okay. It's most meant to be. We know how you can say that. How do you know? Because Hashem runs the world, and He runs your life. And it may seem unpleasant, and you may have to deal with things, but it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. But that's always, not just on Shabbos. Shabbos again reinforces it. It's a good lesson, but it's always. Vim Namver, the truth is, if you peruse this whole work, everything we learned, Lo Nim Sebodar Miuchla Shabbos, Tafka, there is nothing that we studied which is only applicable on Shabbos. In a Chilik Aleph, the first part discusses Malchus, kingship. Malchus is the foundation of all of Torah. Kiddush Levana in Miuchad Kol Shabbos. Kfar B'chol Mitzvah Amal Shem Miuchad Kedushah B'riach Shkintah She's a Gilui Malchus. Man Kem Miuchad Kol Shabbos. Right? We say Shem Miuchad on all these things. There's always Malchus' idea of being receptacle. Being receptacle. Everything's created in being receptacle. Like we discussed. That's not just on Shabbos. That's all the time. Chelik Beis. What do we talk about? Chedush Olam, which we just discussed. That the Hashem creates the world from nothing. She says, "Shaper misbaritocha Shabbos." Of course, Shabbos is the main time. Shabbos is the main time we learn the Chesh Olam. However, we're not Chas v'Shalom Yevanim Ma'amin Kavas Olam. We're not Greeks during the week. You know, the Greeks believe that the world was steady state. In other words, there was a world before, or that the gods manipulated the world, but there's always a world. There are different. So, Socrates, different thoughts in the Greeks, different philosophies, but they all believe that there is some kind of world where the gods either manipulate, dominate, or they found it, they built it, whatever it may be. So we're not Greeks during the week. We always believe Hashem created the world from nothing. That's a Yiddish belief. The Chasavti in Bris Ava, we said a covenant of love. Shabbos, he emphasized this idea of Abba. However, Aval, Kfar B'chol Yoyim Anu Oimer, we always say, we just said it, Abba Rabba, right before Shema, in the morning. Abba Rav Tanu, or Oyev As Amo B'Yisrael, Abbas Oilam, right, Gam Dibar to Be'in Hayiro, to be fear of Hashem, Be'in Yemuna, or faith, or prayer, and these, all of these things are maybe amplified on Shabbos, but not unique to Shabbos. B'chelek Gimel, in the third part, we talked about Menucha, tranquility, rest. Eich Shayidei Yichud, Hakol Batal. We know there's one Hashem. There's nothing else that exists. Zekach La'olam. It's forever. Dibar Tavin Bayis. Eich Shas Shabbos. We compare our house to the base of Mikdash and Shabbos to the base of Mikdash. Aval Mashabis, he based in Yiddish. Hari Beis HaMish Atzvu Gam came based in Yiddish, for his mantra is Yishkan. Right? It's certainly the time of, you know, so today, it happens to be this concept of having an interface with the Beis HaMish, with the temples, is only on Shabbos. That's the thing we discussed, you know, a few months ago. But if you believe in the time of the temple, you had Shabbos. You basically think that Shabbos is not intrinsic that the Beis HaMikdash is only there. Okay. For 1,000 years, there's a Beis HaMikdash, approximately 1,000 years, a little bit less, and Shabbos. It doesn't mean that Shabbos is a monopoly on it. And then we discuss in the fourth chalik, by the Amalchus, that we have nothing intrinsic to ourselves. Shihuli v'hatorim marla Hashem isparach. Right? It was like a mirror that reflects to Hashem, the Torah, Hashem. And of course, on Shabbos, it's amplified. But again, you're a Yid the whole week, you're a Jew the whole week. You always have this relationship that you need to connect. The goal is that the Torah dictates us. We are receptacle for the Torah. We have elaborated upon us. That's not unique to Shabbos. Albeit with more time and focus on Shabbos throughout the week. Kol Mo'adim, the truth is all of the Yom Tovim, all of the holidays, Yesh Lam Tamsis Miuches, they have a specific flavor. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, but every day is the Day of Judgment. You judge all the time. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah is the collective judgment of the whole year. Yom Kippur is the Day of Kapara. Do you have to think, you only can have Kapara on Yom Kippur? Of course, Yom Kippur is the best day for cleansing, but it's the whole year. Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lo Yom Acher, Meshuas in Ostam Shal Torah, and Sukkis is Dveikis. We don't find it, but all these have realities that are actually more amplified than Shabbos, right? There's more Din on Rosh Hashanah, there's more Kippur on Yom Kippur, there's more Yetzias Mitzrayim at Pesach, there's more Dveikis on Sukkis. So if anything, though holidays, even though they have elements during the weeks, are not, but you don't have the same unique thing of like Yom Kippur, Kapara, Atonement, Rosh Hashanah, Judgment, Pesach, leaving Egypt, and faith, Sukkot, joy, and clinging. They at least have something which you define that. We don't have that by Shabbos. So there's nothing unique about Shabbos. And there is nothing which is definitional of Shabbos. That's the question. We learned the whole book and about Shabbos, and yet we didn't find one thing which is only on Shabbos, albeit many things are amplified. One thing which is not just unique, but is definitional of Shabbos as well. And the answer to that is Sha'alta Shelas Chacham, as we, you know, the phrase says, the question of a wise person is half the answer. The truth is, the question is not half the answer in this case; it's the full answer. There is nothing unique about Shabbos. That's the essence of Shabbos, right? The fact that it doesn't have it, anything unique. What does that mean? Im ken al kol panim haShabbos hari sof sof klum ze klum haShabbos hari ein klum. Hat az nacha. What is the essence of Shabbos? Put your ears to this. We say in the 13 midas of Rachamim, the 13 attributes of Rach. I mean, this Sunday, which is actually we don't do the Tisha B'Av, but in Shvesa of Thomas we said Slichas. So you see, Shema Hashem Kal Racham V'Chanan. What's number 7? So we have it 8, but according to the Zohar and the Arizal on the Gra, number 7 is the Emes. Right, Emes is number 7, which is Shabbos. That's the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Emes. It's the truth. Chiddush ha'olam mispar me'etzim haShabbos, who yisoid ma'os yehudi b'chol yom aviv. The idea that Hashem created the world from nothing is the essence of a yid the whole week. But on Shabbos, you live it. You live it the emes. You live it in truth. It's not just, you know, in the background. It's in your essence. It's the emes. Nachan sha'alta. Of course, we ask. There's kalos shamayim. There's fear. There's faith, there's trust in Hashem, there's prayer, there's a covenant of love with Hashem, there's a feeling based in Mikdash. All of these are not necessarily only on Shabbos. Aval Mekoyram, but the source of all this, the spiritual source is Shabbos. Because Shabbos is, so to speak, again, a reflection, a mara. on all of these things. On all of these things. It gives it over to the rest of the days. So it's still Shabbos. It's not only Shabbos. Shabbos shares it with the rest of the days. But again, it's about kasher dvar mispash sof mishtanim hem v'nechlash latzon. But when it leaves Shabbos and you have faith and prayer and bitachon, all of these things in the rest of the week, it sort of gets watered down. It gets weakened. The weaker connection. The kol davarshin is ratz l'rois about tzvusu v'tuso. If you want to see the truth of it, the essence of it, you got to go to the source, and the source of Shabbos. It's the emes. It's the truth of it all. Nimshu, that's the essence of Shabbos. Shirasha makura shalamuna. It's the pristine, the source of faith. Shirish, it's the root, it's the pristine fear of Hashem. It's ditto with the covenant of love, the bris ava, and kabbalas malchus, and accepting of Hashem. And all of the sayas of Torah without fail. I'll call Moim Shu Shabbos Nitna Torah. That's why Shabbos was a day the Torah was given on Shabbos. Because it's the essence of everything that will come. It's the emes of everything that comes after. Umeila, therefore, Shabbos is a day of faith, be'emes, in its truest form. It's a day of fear, in its truest form, be'emes. Kabbalah Malach HaShemayim is a day of accepting Hashem, be'emes, in its truest form. Kol malach asuo b'toch b'Hashem Yisbarach, all of everything is with Hashem, be'emes, in its truth, not watered down, not a weakened connection. That's only on Shabbos. And therefore, a Jew who's, you say a Yid, a Jew, who's a from Jew, you call him a Shem Shabbos. A person who keeps Shabbos, he keeps kosher, he says brachas. No, he's a Shem Shabbos. Person who keeps Shabbos. Why? Even though that guy keeps Shabbos, you go to Borough Park, Chassidim, Shem Shabbos! What do you mean? He's not a Shem Mitzvah the rest of the week? Is that guy, is Chassidic guy, what do you think he's a, you know, what do you think he's doing the rest of the week? He's eating pig and oysters? He's not praying only on the day. He's a shame of Shabbos. Because you want to know the truth of a Jew, it's really a Shabbos. The emes, a Yid. A Yid is Shabbos. If a Shabbos, Yehuda, that's really the Yid. Ha emes, shokol, mistan, ha emes, shokol, dover, nimsis, imo, amok, betoy, primus, shama, right? Kol Yehudi b'oimik neshmaso davek, and to together every Jew without fail in their source, in their pristine, in their yechida and kabbalah, is connected to the highest level of Hashem. Ki neshama shenasata be this every morning that the soul Hashem placed in us is tahirahi, it's pure. Aval kasher, but when the neshama, when the soul, it's covered with a guf, with a body. The body weakens that, the strength of that connection. The body weakens it. I used to very stress on me to say in a nearest kemoshi b'emes, and therefore the soul is covered. You don't see the greatness, the galus of that soul. Avayesh, there is moments where the emes, where the greatness, the truth of the soul comes out. And it comes out in the highest way. Minazu is called Meir Panim. It's the or, the light, the countenance comes out. L'maish Rabbeinu, therefore Moshe, after he gets Torah, this is 100% not happening out, like rays of light when it came out. From Emes Kol Yisrael, the truth is the Yafti Moshe coming down from the most holy moment in the world for carrying the Torah. From Emes Yadir Yid, the Shmasan Meira, their soul inside burns as bright as Moshe Rabbeinu, nothing less. Elisha Kol Yisrael, but Moshe, when he comes down from Har Sinai, his soul is burning bright. Outside, not just inside. Outside, is a ray of light's coming out because it's coming out from him. It's, but by us, it's hidden with lots of walls and barriers and just not connected. And on top of that, person's consumed by life, by checking their email, if they're crazy enough to have WhatsApp or all this type of stuff. by their jobs, by their bills, but they have during the week they need to exercise, whatever, no, not bad things, just being consumed. Aval Moshe, because he was 40 days and 40 nights only Torah, he broke every barrier besides the whole of the preparation of before and after. That reality of the MS, that Shabbos is everything in its highest form, in its true form. There's no barriers that you're covering it, which you're blocking it. There's no weakening or loosening of even the greatest of things. That's really the essence of Shabbos. As the Medrash says, Baruch b'mor panim, she blessed with the light of countenance, with the mu'ur, b'yom zeh, and this day, nefratz mechitz zegofot, we leave, our soul shines. It's a day of truth. It's like Moshe coming down from Har Sinai. Upnei Yehudi, and a Jew who truly celebrates the Shabbos, is me'iros usmachos, face is illuminated, freilich, happy. You know why? Why is his soul so basking, so light? Because we're the exact place, we're the place of truth. We're connected to Hashem. Bechekol shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'olam shekulo tov, Shabbos is the opportunity to connect to a world of only good. Mis'anig al Hashem. We're knows Hashem. We're enemies of Shulchan Aruch. We so to speak, bask in His presence. The whole that all of this is be'emes, in its truest, unadulterated, unfiltered, not watered down, not weakened form, in truth, be'emes. And that Yehudi, right, with Yukevavke, Yehudi, is the Mara, the Havaya. The Havaya is the Mara. It's what? Basically, we reflect Hashem. That's the Kabbalah stuff. You can see Hashem with us. And if we live Shabbos, Be'emes, because that's what Shabbos is, that Emes of Shabbos takes us throughout the week and throughout our life. And with that, we learn to safer and how to live Be'emes, that the essence of Shabbos is Emes. To be a true Jew, to be a Shomer Shabbos Yid, is to be a true Jew, is to be an emistic Jew, is to live a life of emes. We should be zeicha on this Shabbos going to Tisha B'Av, to be zeicha to a world of emes, a world of truth. Yishar koyach to all those who were on the calls, those who listened to it. Hopefully we gain the Shmir Shabbos, it should be a tzchus for us, and for Klal Yisrael to enter that world of emes. And we should go mechayel, ochayel, Be'ez Hashem, starting Elul, we will learn Ahavas Chesed.